Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Transnet has moved against one of its most senior officials. Disciplinary charges have been issued against Transnet National Ports Authority Chief Executive Pepe Silinga. He's been on a leave of absence since January, when, according to News 24 Business, a law firm was appointed to look into allegations of impropriety. A number of other managers at the Ports Authority are also implicated and also face disciplinary hearings. Silinga has been linked to the award of a tender for the multipurpose terminal at the port of Mwuha. He's also been named in reports relating to the tender for a TNPA security fence upgrade, which ballooned from 90 million rand to 300 million rand. One source quoted in an article in City Press said that Silinga had rejected a committee's recommendations for companies to appoint and handpicked his preferred company. No comment at this stage, at least that I have seen from Silinga himself. Extreme weather is affecting insurance premiums in South Africa, especially the Eastern Cape and KZN. Reports this morning say that several insurers are pricing in the impact of extreme weather, like the recent storms in the Eastern Cape, which killed 10 people. KZN was also badly hit by a tornado and is known to be flood-prone. A spokesperson for ABSA says their insurance business received over 300 claims for the recent Eastern Cape flooding. In a note issued earlier this month, ratings agency S&P warns that the capital and liquidity buffers of insurance companies may weaken in the longer run if weather-related claims coincide with challenging economic conditions, high inflation, and high unemployment in South Africa. As we went into the weekend, both the JSE and the Rand were still holding up as the politicians conducted their horse trading over the formation of the Government of National Unity. The JSE had slipped slightly, the All-Share Index down but only 0.4%, the Top 40 down 0.6%. That compared with London's FTSE, also down 0.4%. In New York, the Dow was flat, the S&P 500 ended down 0.2%, the Nasdaq down the same. Tokyo this morning up 0.25%, Hong Kong down 1%, Sydney down 0.75%. The Rand has also slipped very slightly, going back to above 18 to the dollar, 18.02 this morning, 19.27 to the euro, 22.78 to sterling. The dollar itself unchanged at 107 to the euro. Gold this morning at 2,325, platinum 992, Bitcoin just under 62,800, Brent crude oil just above $85 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.